Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Buffalo, New York area blizzard has claimed more lives. This is Mayor Byron Brown.
The death toll in the city of Buffalo has risen to 14 confirmed dead. We unfortunately expect that number to continue to rise.
Officials have confirmed at least seven more deaths in the area. More than 2 feet of snow officially fallen, but blowing and drifting snow has blocked homes, roadways, making it almost impossible for people to leave their homes and for help to get to those who need it. The power is slowly coming back on in places like Roanoke, Virginia, but some people won't get it back until tomorrow night there. Here's WDBJ-TV's Patsy Montesinos.
Appalachian Power spokesperson said wind gusts prevented them from restoring power.
It seemed like every time we restored 100 people, we lose 300.
The group is still assessing the damage in Roanoke County.
How many poles do we need? Do we need to bring in additional tree crews? How much wire do we need?
Police say blackouts in western Washington state weren't related to weather, but rather due to break-ins at three power substations in the Tacoma area. Crystal Lyons lives in Pierce County, Washington.
I try to calm my nerves by saying maybe this is the new egging of houses or TPing trees, although it's very extreme.
Russia claims Ukraine is the aggressor in the latest incident between the two countries. CBS's Tanya Rivero.
Russia's military says it shot down a Ukrainian drone over an airbase deep inside Russia overnight, and three Russian soldiers were killed by falling debris. The reported attack is the second this month aimed at that base. A Ukrainian Air Force spokesman says these are the consequences of Russian aggression.
And China continues to stake its claim on Taiwan. CBS's Tom Foti.
In its loudest rattling of military hardware since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which it really did not like, China sent more than 70 planes and seven ships toward the island it considers a breakaway territory of its own. China also makes clear it doesn't like the recently passed U.S. money bill calling for greater security cooperation between the U.S. and Taiwan.
The House Capitol Insurrection Report is apparently a bestseller. CBS's Christopher Cruz is in Washington.
Two editions of the report are at number 2 and 3 in Amazon's top 30. Because it's a government document, it's not copyrighted. So whatever other expenses publishers have, they don't have to pay the author. The more than 800-page document can be published by anyone. Don't want to buy it from a commercial publisher? Like just about any other government report, you can read it free on a number of government and media websites.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Formal charges are filed against a Milwaukee babysitter, her boyfriend, the boyfriend's mother. 4-year-old Kalia King McGee was unconscious when she was taken to the emergency room earlier this month. She died 2 days later. The three adults face a number of charges, including neglect. At first, they told police Kalia was hit by a car, but they changed their story after investigators confronted them with their evidence. Police say the boyfriend beat the little girl. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. You're never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you miss your favorite program, listen back anytime on the app or at our website, civicmedia.us. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. That same number is Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, I've already got the right Christmas gift for Connor.
You're getting me a gift?
Did you have some coal?
No.
Oh, wow. I that's exactly what I deserve, probably.
Wouldn't you want the Donald Trump cards?
Some trading Donald cards. Trump trading cards, superhero.
Oh my goodness, the super new Donald Trump trading cards.
Yeah.
Hey,
man.
So listen, $100 a piece.
I've got some.
Yeah. I only have the Ronald Reagan ones. I haven't gotten the Trump yet.
So help me understand, man, because they're not real cards.
Oh.
What are they?
They're virtual?
Yeah, they're virtual. What does that mean?
I don't know exactly. I guess you can look at them on your computer.
It means Trump's running out of money to print some real cards and distribute them.
So you can only see them on...
Yeah, but my understanding is that the... He used the bodies of superheroes, and he implanted his head on the superheroes, I believe. And so the people who own the trademark for those superheroes are going to be lining up to sue him for the fruits.
Oh, Trump's being sued?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen, yeah.
Well, I've never heard of that happening before, neither.
No, well, Trump's been the object of a number of lawsuits, right? He's
Well, that's the reason he created the trading cards.
Yeah, he creates... His ability, he really is like the Ringling Brothers kind of thing. I mean, if there's money to be had in any situation, he figures out how. He announces that he has a big announcement, people thinking that it might actually be something that mattered somehow to something. And his big announcement was that he had these trading cards available for $100 a pop.
He doesn't, $100?
You don't even get bubble gum with them. I mean... Usually trading cards, you know, baseball, man. They came with some bubble gum.
Yeah, they're $100 a pop.
We live in a world where 8 Donald Trump trading cards cost as much as your average cost of rent.
and the thing is...
Maybe there'll be cryptocurrency. You can start using these cards as a cryptocurrency. They're probably worth about as much as the ether cryptocurrency is now.
And I'll bet you Lou has a bunch of them.
Well, you know, I want just one thing. I think that Rocky from Madison is right, that I think that fear-mongering is what has driven lots of people into the corner that I think Lou is in terms of how his outlook about things. That, you know, when you're frightened, you go into a cave and your back's against the wall and you're angry and worried about everything that's happening. And I want to come up with a compassionate rationale for behavior that is so isolating and so, you know, the fact is that the discussion that we had there suggested that there was one rule, said the rule of law applied to conservatives but did not apply to liberals. That liberals, in his view, were breaking the rule of law somehow by, I guess, following laws. And for instance, the January 6th insurrection was clearly a violation of the rule of law, but there were those who were carrying it out who thought that they had law on their side because they were fighting to save America from itself.
Let me ask you, Sandy, about people being frightened, because, you know, there are all sorts of reasons to be frightened. I'm going to catch COVID. I'm going to catch the flu. Somebody's going to carjack me. Somebody's going to break into my house.
Right.
There are a multitude of reasons. If you want to live your life fearful, there's a billion different ways. I'm going to contract cancer. I'm not going to live my life out. I'm going to die from food poisoning. I'm going to get killed on my job. Somebody from the board is going to come in and they're going to put fentanyl in my coffee cup. How can you protect people from their own fears?
Well, you can't necessarily protect them from them, but I think there are those out there who are stoking the fears, fanning the flames of fear for the purpose of then daring the intellectual, the cognitive side of the brain, and speaking to the emotional side of the brain, and lining people up. And that's what politics in many respects has become, particularly from the right, where there is a great deal of fear fanning fear flame fanning. And some of it has bled over into tribalism, into racism, and some of it might be that the fears line up with tribalism. You know, if you can persuade yourself that you need to be afraid of someone who doesn't look like you, it might justify in your mind that the feelings you have that relate to your tribalistic feelings.
And those things might have, and they did exist before Trump, but clearly Trump came in and exacerbated all of that.
Well, but Trump is now gone,
say the vestiges of it is
But the vestiges remain, and so we have apparently massively more anti-Semitism ongoing. We seem to have the dog whistle of racism is now audible. It used to be, you know, imperceptible like a dog whistle. You can't hear it. Now we can hear it and see it. And so, you know, our society is breaking down based on all of this fear that's been fanned and is causing us to point fingers at one another as being the cause for whatever problems we've identified. And, you know, we've got to find a way to speak to Lou, and Lou's got to find a way to speak to us, because otherwise we're going to end up, I guess, at gunpoint gunpoint with one another, which is not where society can go.
Well, the Lous of the world and people like him have armed themselves heavily, and their answer to this is not to talk it out. Their answer is to wave their automatic weapons.
Well, I hope that isn't the case with Lou, and I hope that isn't the case that we actually come to. But there's no question that society is moving in the direction of making that altogether more probable. January 6th wasn't just an isolated incident. Clearly, it was something that can happen, will happen again, if we don't change the flavor of what's going on in our social discourse.
But we're still at a point where there are people 2 years later. Is it 2 years? 2 years later, who are still saying that what has happened to the January 6th, the riots, the people who did that, and that those people have been mistreated in some way, shape, or form.
Well, Donald Trump has said if he gets elected, he'll pardon all of them. I mean, we've gotten in our country to the point where this kind of discussion can be ongoing, this sort of flagrant discussion about which laws ought to be honored and which laws can be disobeyed. It's the notion of rampant civil disobedience, and not only that, but violence as a replacement to civil disobedience in the face of essentially good laws and bad laws. And One of the reasons that I've talked about earlier, one of the reasons we've gotten here, I think, is the breakdown in norms. We can't operate in a society which is strictly based on constant enforcement of laws. We have to operate in a society where law has to be flexed only infrequently. Law is there as a set of parameters in which we all live peacefully and comfortably, and the law only gets flexed infrequently. If the law has to get flexed all the time, then you end up in a circumstance in which the law doesn't work any longer.
So I will say this. You and I have been around a little while, Sandy. We've seen others, and we've seen other Republican leaders. We've never seen one like Donald Trump. And as a person who was at one of Donald Trump's rallies, I've seen with my own eyes what happens there, right? And I was at one of the rallies for about, I don't know, I think it might have been for 3 or 4 hours. I saw what Donald Trump did and what he said. And so Donald Trump has been the impetus for all this hatred because, you know, like I said, it might have been there before, Sandy, but it wasn't overt.
Right.
Donald Trump made it okay. And even to this day, even as you hear people say from the right, we want Trumpism still. We want that to remain. Some of those on the right who don't agree with the folk who are MAGA still, they still agree with Trumpism. They just don't agree with Trump.
Well, maybe I think they don't agree with the blowback that Trump has been getting, possibly, or it's not clear what they don't agree with. But it's just a breakdown in the social discourse that occurs in America, and it's a breakdown that is related to this belief that the other side is an enemy who will tear down America. And be honest with you, we think that way too. I mean, we're talking about the right and Lou as being a dangerous group of people. They sort of demonstrated a physical danger, at least the people who agreed with those on January 6th. That did appear to be a dangerous course that was being carried out physically. I think the danger that is predicted from the right to the left is more of sort of an ideological political danger that somehow Democrats in control will change the laws, which incidentally is a lawful mechanism for changing things, that Democrats in control will change the laws in an unfortunate and dangerous way for America. And so it's an interesting twist on the law that somehow the right needs to keep the Democrats from getting control, because when they get control, they're going to use legal mechanisms to change things in a way that they think are troublesome.
But Sandy, and you're 100% correct, but it can't be equal, because on the one hand, yes, Democrats are looking to do it legally, but on the other side, the people waving the weapons and saying, hey, we're not going to accept the outcomes of these things. They're not the same as the people who are saying we want to change the laws legally. There's a major difference in the two.
Well, I know, and that's why we've got to start talking about laws again and changing and being in a position to deal with the need for changes in laws. And I think the reason we've gotten to this frustrated point is
excuse me,
is gridlock. We've got political gridlock. We've got polarization. We've got dysfunction, and the dysfunctionalism has become quite extreme.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 17. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 23. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 36. 49, chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Shows always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, try to help me understand if and when we ever get past Donald Trump, will we ever? Because I'm saying that we're never going to, he's never going to shut up, even if he doesn't get the nomination. He's always going to be on the periphery, and that 30% or 35% of the people are always going to be with him. So I don't know if he will. If he doesn't get the nomination, he will destroy the Republican Party. There's no question about that. And so, you know, the people who still support Donald Trump, he's now finally going to talk with the Jewish community, who have now raised some ire about him having the conversations with the guy who, Yay and the other guy who came and had dinner with him that he claimed he didn't know. Well, look how long that's been, and now he's finally saying, oh, I think I better go talk to the Jewish community. So now he's going to talk to the Jewish community. But clearly, he's not so far gone that he didn't realize, hey, I better go and have a conversation with the Jewish community, because what he's doing and what he's done and what he's standing for, a blind person could see, Sandy.
You mean the terms of tribalism?
And, yes. And,
yeah, well, certainly, surely. Although, you know, he did curry lots of favor with the with Israel and with a lot of the Jewish community based on his yes. move of the embassy to Jerusalem and a bunch of, you know, and actually it's true. When I was in Israel, it was clear that he was a very popular figure in Israel based on how steadfast he was about all of that,
right.
Which was clearly all based on some politics domestically. But, you know, we have serious issues in America that relate to the nature of our discourse. And the fact is that I think we've got a very willful group of people who, for instance, the whole notion, the Trump notion that the election was fraudulently stolen from him, when you cut through all the talk like that, you realize that all of that talk only means that from that, his standpoint, too many people voted, unlike that voted against him. Too many liberals voted. That when too many liberals vote, the election is essentially fraudulent, can't be tolerated, we have to overturn it. And I think a great deal of people, number of people who came to the January 6th uprising would tell you privately that, yeah, they think that undoubtedly the Democrats won the hardcore election, but because there was possibly a right under a misread constitution for the vice president to overturn the election results and pick a Republican rather than a Democratic president meant that it should get done because the will of the people should not be honored because it was so important that a Democrat not get put into office. And this is this fear that Lou expresses, which is this fear of the other side taking control. And what we have is essentially an increasingly minority, and by that I mean numerous-wise, right. not ethnic
right.
party, that an increasingly small minority feels a need to keep a grip on the national politics for fear of the danger that is posed by the other side enacting laws that would be contrary to what they want.
For the life of me, Sandy, I don't understand why the majority should bend over backwards. If they had righteousness on their side and was right, I would say yes. But right's nowhere near what they're saying. There is no right in anything they're saying.
I know. And my fear and pessimism is that we've got this increasingly sort of tribalistic, fearful situation ongoing in the country with a headcount that is a minority wanting to maintain control for fear that the majority, in their mind, the rabble, will take control of their democracy. And they're willing to give up democracy in order to avoid having that outcome. And that is really what we're talking about. Trump is definitely not a democratic figure. He's a populist autocrat. And there are many people who think it's worth their while to give up democracy in order to avoid having the control of that democracy ceded to this other group.
Sandy,
we have to find a way to bridge that, because if we don't, and if we end up with violence, we will end up with a very, very chaotic situation. America's grip on moderation and America's grip on equilibrium in our society is not as firm as we might think.
Sandy, it's not their democracy, it's our democracy.
Exactly.
So when you place ownership, individual ownership on democracy, this is what leads to this. Well, because democracy includes all of us.
Well, it was the problem after the French Revolution when they thought the rabble had gotten control, the democratic rabble were going to take control and enact laws which were anathema to another group. That's what's happening now, and that's a danger that we need to try and short circuit, because the end result of that, if it isn't short circuited, is violence.
Well, I can say this: the FBI right now sees that. There's no question about it. Publicly, they're talking about it.
And incidentally, the right wing is busily trying to degrade and put into disrepute the FBI.
Right.
The FBI is an organ of this deep state government that is the danger. The State Department, deep state government, the secret, the CIA,
gotta
deep
take
state.
A break. Hang on. We'll be right back. See you, Tom. Be right there.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Officials say that huge snowstorm is responsible for at least 53 deaths around the country, 27 in the Buffalo, New York area alone. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says don't even think about going out.
The city of Buffalo is impassable and Most areas.
He says some of the deaths include people who were stuck in cars. Law enforcement officers are looking for whoever broke into Western Washington State power substations, causing a blackout in the Tacoma area. Pierce County Sheriff Sergeant Darren Moss Jr.
All three happened in the middle of the night, causing power outages. Nothing was stolen from any of those facilities, so it's a good possibility they are related.
A brazen act by North Korea. Here's CBS's Alex Jensen.
Not since 2017 has North Korea flown drones across the border into South Korea, and this breach will be seen as a major security concern.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are talking about working together more in the upcoming legislative session. The two spoke last week for the first time in 2 years. Both sides say it was a good dialogue, but didn't share details with reporters. The Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers had a rocky relationship during Evers' first term, but after Evers won re-election in November, the two sides have talked more about trying to build a better working relationship. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. We're always on air and streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. If you miss a favorite program, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In celebration of our first holiday season in Waukesha, WAUK Radio would like to say thank you for welcoming us into your homes, your schools, your businesses, and your vibrant neighborhoods. It was also our honor to broadcast the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade, sharing the inspiration and magic of the season as our community continues to heal and shine.
Hey, Mayor Riley, yep, he's going to come by for a quick hello. Mayor, we brought the mic out just for you, Mayor.
Hello. This is great. This is beautiful.
We're really glad you're here. Chief Daniel Thompson, great to see you. Say hello. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks so much.
Together, we are Waukesha Strong.
And thank you all, of course, for listening and being a part of this broadcast. On behalf of Civic Media, I'm Mike Groot.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas is the same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Greg from Waukesha. Hey, Greg. How you doing? What do you say?
Hey, Earl. Hey, Sandy. Hey, I, too, am worried about a lot of this Trump tribalism. And, you know, one group of people, and Earl, you know that I'm totally blind from birth. And yes. One group of people I think Trump needs to apologize to is definitely the disabled, you know, community. And I worry about, you know, this tribalism causing factions and even civil stuff to break out, as we've already seen. And I just That's something I worry about. So I just wanted to get your comments on that. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Greg, man, it's good hearing from you, man. We go way back, right?
Yeah, we do.
It's good
we
to
do.
Know you're still around, man.
I was having some health problems for a while, but Earl, we need to reconnect.
Hey, Greg, leave your number with Connor, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll catch up. All right. Thank you, Greg. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, go ahead. I don't know. Tom, are you there? I don't know. So anyway, well.
Earl, I think there's a strategy that happens, especially. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Earl?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Tom. Go ahead. Tom. All right, have him.
Earl, can you hear me?
Tom, can you hear us now? All right, have him call back. So anyway, Sandy, we're at this point.
That was like a Verizon ad.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But at some point in time, Sandy, people are going to have to get over it, right? Won't they have to get over it?
Well, you know, unfortunately, this problem resurfaces every century, maybe even every decade. I mean, this is embedded in us as humans, and it's one of those human impulses that needs to be arrested. And so the problem is when you stop arresting it and start promoting it, it surfaces in some ugly ways. I mean, you can go back through the history of mankind and find ugly occurrences regularly occurring. And so does it have to go away? No, unfortunately, it doesn't have to go away. Does it need to go away? Absolutely. And those of us who are responsible human beings ought to be working our hardest to arrest this human impulse and replace it with the goodness that resides in us, you know, instead of trying to surface Satan.
Tom, go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me, Earl?
Yes.
All right. So there is a strategy, I think, that the GOP does use. And it's setting the expectations very low. So Donald Trump, just as an example, came out and said negative things about Jewish people. So therefore, everyone is very, very much in an uproar. Well, if he comes back and talks to them or whatever, then people won't remember the stuff that truly was in his heart, which was the hatred for a group of people. Instead, they'll say, yeah, but did you hear what he said after that? He actually said, you know, that he really liked Jewish people, or he really liked, you know, gay people. But it's this, the thing of false expectations in sales it's done, but it's basically where you set the bar so low, so therefore when they go and do anything that's above it, it's like Tucker Carlson can say something every day that is so low and so bad, but the moment he says something that might be like, oh yeah, I can see that, or wow, Tucker, yeah, apologize for that. Whereas a person that's always at the level of being a honest person and a person that is more grounded, that person, for some reason, has to stand to the higher angels that we have all the time. So Barack Obama, if he says something negative, the right will be like, oh, my God, he said this negative thing, and this is the way it always is, and that's the way it is.
Let me ask you. You are a admitted LGBTQ person.
Yep.
And so when there are people who dislike and hate LGBTQ people, are you forgiving of them, or do you try to convince them that maybe,
honestly,
you're fair? I mean, that's not right for them to judge you.
No. Honestly, when everyone said that, I say, wow, you know what? You just missed out on meeting a really, really incredible person. It's your loss. And I really feel sorry for you, because you probably would have been furthered in your, I don't look at it as a victim. I look at it as they are the victim. I'm not a victim. So therefore, you know, if they don't like me because of my orientation, I really feel bad for him because I could have met a really nice person.
And you are, you know, that's Tom's way of looking at it, but clearly there are other LGBTQ people, because I mean, I know I got a brother.
The LGBTQ
who don't see it from that perspective.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I've never been a victim. I've tried to never be a victim. In fact, you know, that's one of my pet peeves is when people act as victims, because I think they take away their power and they don't have a thing. But I do know that there are many people in our community that are actually, just from the get-go, people pleasers, because of the fact that they don't want that one piece of information about them to be something where someone's going to hate them. I had that before, where I have asked some people, why would you hate me if I, you know, told you something about myself? Sometimes I do that more on their level, on their side, because I'm trying to win them over in an argument. But a lot of gay people feel that way. They feel like there's something wrong with them, and they feel like there's something bad about them. So therefore, they play a little bit more victim.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
I do think, Tom, in the first part of what Tom had to say, the earlier part of his discussion about how the standards and expectations, I think it's true that people will be looked at for the way that they act that is inconsistent with their norm, okay? So when Tucker Norm is a bad guy, speaks in some reprehensible way in some people's mind day after day after day, and then says something that's really good in far as they're concerned, they'll magnify what's good about what they said. And if someone who's, on the other hand, commits an error in the other direction, people will focus on the error. So I think people end up focusing on the kind of conduct which is the exception to the rule, which ends up disfavoring people who go the straight and narrow, and then suddenly deviate from the straight and narrow in some fashion, and that gets magnified. Donald Trump has lived off the straight and narrow his entire life, okay, in almost every conceivable way, financially, business-wise, personally, everything about him. But all he has to do is say something that sounds like he's on the straight and narrow every once in a while, and people say, see, he's an okay guy.
So let me ask you, Sandy, because you've been around great business minds and businessmen who've done some great things, and I'm sure they look at a guy like Donald Trump and he talks about how great a businessman he is and he's been, and he puffs out his chest and I'm the greatest businessman ever. And then you look at his business record, and you say, hey, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, I think when his tax returns become public, which I'm confident will happen before the new session of the legislature, that Congress only needs to have him a couple of weeks during this period of Democratic control, when they will, I'm sure, find a way to figure out a way to discuss what's in there. And I'm pretty sure that those taxes will reveal the fact that Donald Trump is not a great businessman. Well, and Donald Trump is not the successful guy that he's always said he was. And, you know, one of the things I remember reading, that he had a lawyer call University of Pennsylvania and ask University, well, is there any way that the University of Pennsylvania would ever reveal the transcript from a student at the University of Pennsylvania? Could it ever happen? And they said, no, it would never happen. And from that day forward, Donald Trump ran around and said he graduated top in his class from the University of Pennsylvania, which was very, very, very far from the truth.
You know, I'm looking at today's paper. Trump encourages supporters to dismiss any news about his taxes.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready for that shoe to fall.
So that just, I mean, that's what you just said.
Yep.
You know, it's the truth is getting ready to come out, and it's not going to matter to that 30-some-odd%. And he really, that's his lifeline, right?
Yep.
Though everybody else, nothing that he says.
Well, his lifeline is the people who will buy his trading cards. It's the people who gave $250 million to what became his PAC in the name of forming a defense fund after the January 6th situation, and after the election was lost. And he said it was a fraudulent election and he needed to develop money to fight the fraud. you know, he got $250 million. None of it went to fight the fraud. It all went into a PAC, which, of course, he can drain money from himself.
We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about Donald Trump since his election loss. And I remember 2 years ago saying to you, I was not going to spend a lot of time talking about Donald Trump, and we have not.
No.
Am I right? 2 years ago, we have not spent a lot of time.
Today the world is going to do it again because this committee is going to come out with its hearing and report today. So I guess I don't think we'll be piling on too much by having a brief conversation.
And that's why I'm saying we're going to have a brief conversation about, let's go. Speaking conjuring up people, CJ from Stoughton. Good morning, CJ. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to, first off, you don't spend a lot of time on Donald Trump.
We don't.
Really?
We don't. It's been 2 years.
Why don't you use the same criteria to evaluate the history of the big guy? Because
who's the
we
big
now
guy?
Know.
He's talking about Biden.
Oh.
He's talking about
really? And the mere fact that Sandy has to explain that to you, Earl, is the fact that the Hunter Biden story is now true, right? The laptop is
Some
true.
Some of us don't give a rip about the Hunter Biden story.
Oh, you really don't. You don't care that our president is bought and paid for by China. By China.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure that the Hunter Biden laptop is a demonstrable proof that he was bought and paid for by China.
Joe Biden,
he's never talked to his son about his China dealings.
Wait a minute, though. We should talk about Kushner's over $1 billion deal with Saudi Arabia.
You're going to deflect again.
No, I'm not deflecting.
Here we go with the deflection.
No, I'm not. This is not a deflection. This is like tit for tat. I mean, Washington is filled with
here's
the unclean.
Here's the thing, Sandy. Here's the thing. I want both families held accountable.
Yeah, I do too.
You don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
You don't.
No, how do you know? I just said I did. Am I lying?
You deflect. Now it's Kushner.
No, I'm not deflecting.
You deflect.
If you want both families held accountable, then why? I just think that everyone ought to be held accountable to the rule of law. I'm all for the rule of law being.
Really? Oh, my God. The hypocrisy that comes out of your mouth, Sandy, blows me away.
You know, one thing, CJ, is that you really should learn to have respectful conversations with people. You should. And, you know.
As you guys name call me before
CJ,
I ever
CJ,
call.
CJ, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 17. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows around 2 above. Highs around 23. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Mainly cloudy skies Wednesday with highs around 36. 49, chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Early Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Monday with Sandy's. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams and CJ. Go ahead.
Well, wait. Now, CJ, I had a question for you, because rather than us waving our arms at one another about whether or not Hunter Biden and Joe Biden ought to be investigated, and what the conclusions would be, and whether Kushner and whatever, all of that is out there. But regardless of what you say, I definitely want justice to prevail. And if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden whoever did anything illegal, it ought to be pursued. And whether or not it wasn't pursued because of the influence that was exerted, I don't know, but I won't take. We don't really know. I don't know. I wasn't a part of it. And whether it was exerted or not, here's my question for you, CJ. Are you willing to talk about something that actually matters to the American people? Last week, I spent some time talking about the middle-income family. I don't know if you were listening to the show, and set out the budget.
I tried to call.
Okay. Well, I would have taken your call.
And I tried. I never got through.
Oh, okay, because I definitely would have taken your call.
But that's not true.
We didn't see the call. The 64,000, the family in Wisconsin that has a median income with two breadwinners of $63,000, who faces the expenses I identified, which I got from what I found to be, I went to neutral sources, and those seem to be the best kind of numbers, suggested that that family, after spending $67,000, still had not bought food, clothes, had not owned an automobile, was way short of being able to make it. And what is it that we ought to be doing in America to solve that problem? Because the middle-class family is no longer receiving its benefits at work through its employer that they were receiving before, where they received pension and where they received health care. And the middle-class family in America, when you and I were growing up, involved one breadwinner, not two, with a stay-at-home parent, so daycare was not required. Today's middle-income family involves two breadwinners. So the whole situation has changed. And do you think that the government needs to do anything to address that issue, or how do you think that family's problem should be dealt with?
Well, first off, the Democrat Party was warned that their policies of spending was going to cause inflation, and it did. And it hurts the lower income people more than anybody. And that's the reason.
We did have this conversation, CJ, and this problem with their budget and the shortfall existed long before Biden stepped into office. It existed throughout the Trump administration.
It sure hurts more, though, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if it hurt. Yeah, it might hurt more.
People can't afford to buy houses. They can't afford to buy cars.
My question is not who shot John. My question is, should the government be going forward, do anything about it? If your party, which whatever it is, I suspect it's Republican based on your conversation. If your party,
I'm libertarian, actually.
Okay, well, I probably am too. If the party that you would want to have in office took control, do you think that there ought to be government policies put in place to deal with this problem the family has, or how will they deal with it in the future, independent from inflation, okay, independent from that exacerbating influence? How do they deal with the problem? Because the problem really relates as much as anything to the cost of daycare, the cost of health care, and the inability to save money.
I don't believe the government should be the safety net for every family. I think it should be the parents and the family responsibility, first off, to take care of themselves, not for like your party wants to dump, including this student forgiveness, unconstitutional forgiveness program that is going to cause more inflation.
Okay, well,
all it is buying votes. Sandy, okay. It's all about buying votes.
CJ, just let this
argue with Santa.
Slow down. You're
so we're, you want I just the government to pay for my child.
I just want to stay on the track.
Want,
I mean, the reason
you want the government to pay for my child care.
Well,
that's a bunch of crap, Sandy.
Well, how does the family know?
Why should I have to pay
for
someone else who took out a loan to go to school? And I didn't take that loan out. Why should I have to pay it?
Okay, we've jumped the track from the conversation that we were having.
Yeah, because
which
you
is,
just want to deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
You're never do this to any other callers, Sandy. You only do this to me.
You're a victim.
And that's because you end up name-calling me and demeaning me.
Well,
but it doesn't change the facts that this president and is causing us to, in a world situation, down a nuclear war situation.
Okay, all right.
We're less safe and less prosperous with a Democrat in office.
CJ, first of all, CJ, I don't think I've ever name called you. I don't think I've ever name called anyone, quite frankly. And so, but I'm sorry that you feel the victim.
Earl sure has.
Well, okay, but I'm just talking.
Thank you for the call, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. You know, it's exhaustive when he wants it to be the CJ show, and he wants to control what the conversation is going to be, and it's a reason. That's the reason that he can't get on the other shows, because he wants to control what the conversation is.
Well,
we had a conversation about something completely different. He talks about all around the conversation that we were having, and then points the finger.
Well, I just think that I think this is, we have to find a way for people to be willing to talk about actual problems and not talk about partisan issues and, you know, talk that all about elections and all about finger pointing and who shot John. You know, we should be looking at facts. So, you know, I hope in the future we have callers who would be willing to look at, for instance, that medium income family. Because, incidentally, a family that's median income family is a working family. They're not taking handouts. Half of the families in the United States live at or below that level.
So let me say this, because we got to go. We have other callers who stay on the subject all throughout the show. We can't compromise for one guy who doesn't feel that he should have to stay on topic. He just has to understand that. If he can't stay on topic, then we just have to move on. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, as always, Sandy. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.